been told, his brother Salvakir, that the refugees who are coming to Sudan will not be considered as refugees, but will be considered as citizens. And they can go everywhere in Sudan as they like. Because they were one country, and they know that many towns and cities in Sudan they can go to, even to Khartoum. And we'll give them all possible help to settle at least till this tension is over. Another thing, that one of the agreements between the South and Sudan, that we should make some sort of joint truce on the border to prevent any sort of rebels coming from Sudan to South Sudan or vice versa. Another thing that the government of South Sudan asked al-Bashir, that they need some of technicals coming from Sudan to help in the oil, about 900. And then we agreed to send this immediately to South of Sudan.
So is it true, Mr. Bilal, that President Bashir and President Salva Kiir agreed to set up a kind of oil protection force?
No. This is not true, actually. Not Sudanese troops, but only geologists and technicals coming, going there to the oil field, and not troops.
So who are these 900 oil experts? Are they military or they are just experts?
No. Experts. They are experts, oil experts. And you cannot send only 900 to fight there. These are thousands of thousands that are fighting there. You cannot send only 900 if you want to send troops.
The story I have is quoting the foreign minister, Ali Ahmed Karti, that Sudan and South Sudan agreed Monday to consider setting up a joint force to protect vital oil fields.
This is not true. This is not true. Actually, he said the joint force will be on the borders. And this is a pre-agreement before even this war started. We have an agreement saying that we have to spread joint troops along the borders. And this is what we are going to do. But not any sort of joint troops to fight or to be participate in what's going on war.
So your president or your country does not want to take sides in the fight that is going on in South Sudan?
Sure, we will not, actually. Unless, of course, actually, the Peace Council in the AU considered this and decided to send troops or something like that. But now, separately, we will not send any troops to the South.